Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I was thinking about working out today, but I found a good reason not to. There's a new study out that found that most people who exercise gain weight, and it's not muscle weight either. They did a study in England, and they monitored people after they started working out 3 days a week. And here's what they found. Over half of them started eating more after their workouts because they felt like they had earned it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They said the average person upped their portion size by 24% after they worked out, or about 150 calories. Mm-hmm. And most of them had not burned that many extra calories in their workout. So in the end, they gain weight. I did that. When I was going to the gym, yep. I met my wife, and we would go to the gym at Gold's Gym in Spartanburg and go right over to one of the restaurants nearby afterwards and have a big lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because we felt like we had earned it. We had done that exercise.
Sure, yeah.
We burned off calories, so we could afford a little lunch. And meanwhile, we're ordering an 800-calorie meal, and there's no way.
So who came up with the lie that it's muscle. Muscle weighs more than fat.
That was people who wanted you to join the gym.
The trainers.
No.
But if you really are working out correctly,
yes.
You are building muscle, and muscle takes place of that flabby fat.
It was Heidi that came up with that.
I used to do what you did. I don't do that anymore.
Right, Tom. You're going over there eating French fries and stuff, rewarding yourself after you eat out. If you're serious about actually building some muscle mm-hmm. and changing what you look like, your body or your figure, you have to actually look at what you're eating as well as exercise.
Yeah, because that muscle will tighten you up. And I mean, you could lose 10 pounds, but look like you've lost 20.
It was Heidi for sure. Here's the thing, Hawk. They studied these people, and over half of them did this. So don't be pointing at me. This is what people
True.
Did when they worked out.
Okay.
I was something similar. I remember working out downtown once, and the guy that was working out in the club, he said, "Hey, I work at the church down the street. You're always welcome to park there." I'm like, That's like four blocks away, man. Yeah. If I can't find a parking space in front of this club, I'm not going to work out.
That is funny. If you're going to the gym and you're worried about the parking space, I got to find one up close.
Well, it's funny you say that, because the most common excuses that people have for not working out, I'm too tired.
Okay,
I just used that one.
Oh, yeah. I used to, yeah.
She would actually fall asleep in the parking lot outside the gym. That's to prove how tired she was.
Tired.
That way she could say, "I went to the gym today."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And took a nap. It's too hot out is a common one.
I did use that one. I've heard that. Yeah.
It's too cold out.
I've heard her use that one, too.
Yeah. I have too much work to do.
Yeah.
I've heard her use that one.
We didn't believe her, though, because we knew. I just ate. Because it's kind of like swimming. You can't work out for 45 minutes after you eat, or you get a cramp and die.
I know.
It's not true.
No?
Okay. I think Heidi just worked out, Tom. You didn't notice this because you're reading off the list, but Heidi just arranged her bra. Like, honestly, her whole arm, she lost her whole arm for a minute.
Did I?
Yeah, and yeah. Kato was spotting her over there. I'm like, that was distracting.
I feel like I've had a workout. Let's go eat.
All right, another excuse is I walked a lot today. So they figure they already got their exercise in because they walked a lot.
That's not a good one.
Now, you aren't working out hard if walking a lot is going to replace your workout. I'm still sore from my last workout.
Well, that's because you haven't worked out in forever.
Well, not that. It's because when you worked out last, it always is sore the next few days.
That's not true.
But you should typically burn through that and it'll get better.
That's not true, Tom.
Well, it's been true every time I've ever
Because you only work out every, month.
No,
like
not whenever I... When I was dating my wife, I went 5 or 6 days a week to the gym.
Then you were doing it wrong.
No.
Because once... Yeah. You know what? Once you work out for the... if you haven't worked out in 3 months, you go do it, you're going to be sore for a couple days.
Yes.
But if you get in the routine of doing it, you're not supposed to be sore every time you work out.
Right, you just challenge your muscles. You're not working out with the right people then.
I'm not working out anymore at all because people have made it sound horrible.
Yeah, you shouldn't be
All right, sore. Other excuses. The gym will be too crowded.
Oh, I hate that.
I have to watch the kids.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
And the gym is too far or out of the way, Kato.
Aww. Mm.
Well, yeah.
You're like, I parked four blocks down.
I'm not going to.
Okay. I've seen pictures of gyms where they've got an escalator going up to the gym.
Wow.
You're doing that wrong.
Yeah. Well, Tom, thank you for giving us excuses today we can all use.
You're right.
Except for you
that.
Kept trying to knock half of them. I'm still going with a sore from my last workout.
That was like 3, 4, or 5 years ago.
I'm sore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.